I got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So I'm gonna continue this episode. So I'm just reacting after a segment and then coming back, this, that, and the other. Because I'm watching live Love Island USA. I'm gonna start off with the last two couples that were paired, the toxic AF. Like, I just want them to go home. Either both of them go home or Insincere just go home, because every time I hear you talk, it goes in one ear out the other, because you're playing both women. Melanie, I don't even know why you like him. You already know he's a liar, Insincere. I don't, like, at that point, like, just let him go. Like, let him be an asshole, manipulator, gaslighting, a-hole. Like, just let him go. Okay. Kenzie, I want to talk to you. I'm doing Kenzie first. As a fellow December Sagittarius, okay? I've never acted how you act. I feel bad for Caleb. And why are you making me feel bad for a guy? Like, seriously? Dude, okay. Girl, oh my gosh. Okay. You like Corbin. It's obvious you you like Corbin. It's obvious that you like Corbin. You keep pulling him for a chat. You keep saying that I miss your cuddles, I miss your breakfast, okay? You like, why don't you tell him the truth and tell him, yeah, we have a very deep connection. Even though Corbin's not your initial type, and you're more, maybe, I'm thinking like maybe your initial type is either cowboy or, like, I've seen comments where people are like, oh, maybe if she was here last season, she would have went for Taylor, who was a cowboy as well, and it's more that kind of cowboy, like Taylor, maybe, but I guess your type change. And what conversation are you guys having? Because all I hear is, Kenzie, can I have a kiss? Kenzie, and he says that to every girl. Kenzie, can I, or whatever, Val, can I have a kiss? This person, can I have a kiss? Like, I don't see no conversation. You and Caleb had more of a conversation. What about him is making you have this deep connection that is not, I want to jump each other's bones, and which is what I see this whole season. Everybody wants to jump each other's bones, and then people that have, like, real conversations, they're just like, no, that's, they'll friend zone them. But the people that they just want to have sex with, they're like, we have a true connection. You don't have a true connection, because after the sex, what is the connection? What is the connection? What do you guys have in common? Like, come on now. Okay, back to Kenzie. I have never in my life, I'm in my early 30s, okay? That doesn't matter. I'm more closer to my 20s than I'm closer to, like, mid-30s, whatever, or 40, whatever. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is I'm closer to my 20s than not, is what I'm saying. So it's not that far for me to think back and be like, I have an opinion of these 21 to 25, 26 year olds. Like I said, Bryce is the only one that's like 29. So I can go think back then, because it's not that long for me. Like I said, I have never in my life in my 20s or in my teens, what's the word? Sorry. My brain is going English, French. Drag someone along or like lie to someone or like pretend to like someone or need validation. Yes, we're all young, we all are insecure, I've been insecure a lot, that have been like dragging someone along because two guys have liked me, whatever. I've never done that at all, and I want to say that from a December Sagittarius, because I don't want us to get a bad rap, especially the female December Sagittarius or female Sagittarius in general. We are not all like Kenzie, okay? I have never dragged someone along at all. I have never had the situation how Kenzie was completely obvious that she's 100% for Corbin, and then she thinks Caleb is cute, but she's just dragging him along. I've never done that. I have that done to me countless of times with guys, because guys are assholes. Anyway, but I've had that experience done to me. I've never done that to anyone, because I never want anyone to feel terrible. How Kenzie made Caleb feel, I never in my life wanted to make someone feel that way. I've never done it, and because I know how that feels, I never wanted did that. So if a guy liked me and I did not reciprocate those feelings, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't feel the same way. So technically I did what Kata did to Bryce. I'm like, I only feel you as a friend. And then if the guy kept doing it and didn't get the word no, I blocked them. Right. So, Kenzie, I did not appreciate you doing that to Caleb at all. And I'm not happy that you make me defend a guy. But I did not like you dragging along or like pretending, or even if you, this is your first time having a roster, like, I don't have rosters, but like, even if it's the first time you having a roster, I did not like what you did to Caleb at all. You should have been front up and center. I know there was multiple times, except for the last episode when you're like, oh, let's keep the kiss a secret, where you did tell Caleb how you kissed Corbin, except for that one time. But like, no, why are you doing that? That's not fair to him. You should have told him at the beginning with like to explore people, because I just feel bad for Caleb. Alright. So Kenzie, you're not my friend. Because that's not okay. That is not okay at all. I feel bad for the dude. I also feel bad for Soul. Okay, one thing with Insincere, that's how I'm calling him. I saw people calling him that on TikTok, so I'm gonna continue the trend. Every time he talks, it goes in one ear out the other. That's how much this asshole pisses me off. I know men like Insincere, and they piss me off. I've dated someone like him, and then after breaking up with him, pissed me off. So, he pisses me off. And how I know what Insincere says, because again, I said, everything he says goes into one ear out the other, is I listen to other people recap the episode and what he has done, so I know what he has done. So you're confused constantly why women are calling you insincere, dishonest, disloyal, cheater, this, that, and the other. And you're constantly gaslighting them, pretending that you're this, that, being a terrible human being. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, he is the one that is a serial cheater. And I think people keep forgetting that he's a serial cheater. And anyone that's defending insincere, I have a question. Are you also a serial cheater? Because at this point, I would say, sincere is like, I would say double steps ahead of Kenzie, but Kenzie's catching up quick with how they're moving and how it's not fair. But for me, I just want insincere gone first. I want Kenzie gone too, and Chat GPT as well. One of his, I want him gone too. Those three. But I don't think at all insincere is gonna stay faithful to Melanie. Again, I just finished the talk that Insincere had with Soul, so I'm not completely finished with the episode, so that's why I'm like, I'm gonna go be in and out. But what I will say is this. I don't think after that conversation, Soul is going to let Insincere talk to her, period. She's staying on business. I love how what she said to Insincere. But Castle Moore is next week. Oh, goodness gracious. Melanie, I hate calling women, girls, stupid. But we're going to have another crash out when everybody comes back from Casa Amor. Melanie probably will be fully faithful to Insincere, but Insincere is gonna bring back a girl. We are gonna have a Cassie and Leo moment when Cassie brought back a guy, because you saw the clip where they saw that Leo slept with one of the girls on Casa. We're gonna have one of those. But instead of Sincere is gonna bring back a girl. He's probably gonna sleep with that girl. We're just gonna have a hot mess. We're gonna get around to this. At this point, you guys thrive the toxicity, or I don't know what it is, but you guys, and I'm talking about Melanie and Insincere, they're not gonna make it through the real world, because he's gonna have more women to cheat on Melanie with. And he's gonna constantly do that, and then Melanie's gonna be like, well, he cheated on me, but so I have to forgive him and take him back. No, you don't. Girl, just let him go. There's better fish out there. He's gonna cheat on Melanie. This couple's not gonna last. I just want them out. Off my TV. Because it's just gonna repeat after a repeat after a repeat of cheating. Like, I'm just done. I'm sick of it. Okay. We did it. We tried it. Save you from this. You guys are like, no, I want to stay in this. Let them stay and go home. Let them stay in a toxic world of their little bubble. Let her hopefully get a therapist to help her with those issues and see, like, oh, you see, he's the problem, and get out of that. Because I'm done with them being on my TV. I'm done with them being on my TV. I'm sick and tired of seeing Insincere, because every time he's on my screen, I get pissed. So this is where I'm going to stop for right now. I'm going to come back when I finish the episode and tell you my thoughts then. And that's how it is. Talk to you guys in a bit. She's back. She is me. Becca, I'm back. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, I got the word finally because the boys were when they were picking the final with the boy, favorite boy, girl thing. They said stringing, yes. Kenzie was stringing Caleb along. I've never stringed anyone along, ever. I've been stringed along before, but I've never done that. And that's the worst feeling, to be stringed along by someone. And I would never, for me personally, do that, because I would never want anyone to do that. Also, going back a little bit, when Soul and Insincere were talking, and since Insincere was like, "You're not perfect. You have your issues too." And then Soul was like, "Okay, so what did I do wrong to you?" And he's like, "Nothing. I'm just saying." I'm like, you have no argument. And I hate guys like that. You just like, she has the right to feel angry at how you're an asshole. Insincere, because you are an asshole and you were being insincere and a terrible human being. And you're gonna continue doing that. And you're kissing Melanie after that, rubbing it on at her face. That's just terrible. You're a terrible person. And I know after this, you're gonna cheat on her. Either on Love Island. No, actually, it's gonna be the next episode or future episode. Or 100% in Casa Amor. So stop blaming Soul. It's not Soul's fault. It's your fault. And stop acting like you're the victim, Insincere, when you're not. You're the one that caused it. You can't be honest. And also, girlfriend? Insincere was like, "This is my girlfriend," when he was referring to Melanie. When have you asked her to be your girlfriend? I've never heard of it. I never heard you say that. And if she is your girlfriend and you were like, "I came back to my girlfriend," which proves that you are a cheater. So you were cheating on her. If you thought and referred to her as your girlfriend, what do you mean your girlfriend? What do you mean your copine? Like, what do you mean? Like, what? And by the way, copine is French for a girlfriend. What do you mean your novia? Novia, Spanish. Girlfriend. What are you talking about? Like, huh? Make it make sense. Like, no. So, it shows how you're a playboy. Da da da. Okay. When Trinity and all the girls were taking pictures, and Trinity was like, "This is like so 2014 in the club," she made me feel old. Okay. Like I said, I'm in my early 30s. See, now I'm gonna reveal my age here. I graduated in 2012. So 2014, if we're talking about right now in 2014, I was 19 years old. Like, wait, yeah. Let me see. Cause I'm born in December, so I'm doing the math. I was 2013. Yeah, because my birthday didn't hit yet. I was 19 years old. And I'm like, yeah, I was in a club. I could drink everywhere but the USA, but I was in the club. But you made me feel old. Because I know in 2014, you were still like close to being going into high school or something, because she's born in the 2000s. I'm trying to do 2000 math. You were probably in middle school. Like, You made me feel old. Seriously. My gosh. You made me feel old. And I'm not that old. Casey. Like I said in past episodes, the men were being rude, disrespectful. This one, Casey was being disrespectful the last episode. We were talking to the boys and talking about how all the boys are getting kisses and cuddles. Some are having sex in the room. And he was saying how Anaya is a grandma. And I'm like, that was rude and disrespectful. She's not. There's nothing wrong with Anaya being like, no, I'm not having sex or doing stuff, doing that kind of stuff in the bedroom. Also, when Bryce, Sol, and Anaya, no, sorry, my goodness, my gosh. When Sol, Bryce, and Casey are together, and KC, when I'm like, read the room, or what do you mean? When he was like, what do you want, Sol? And then Bryce was like, she wants to feel wanted. She wants someone to show interest. She wants someone to pull for her for a chat. And Sol was like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, really? You have to have Bryce tell you? Can't you read the room? It's obvious. What are you talking about, KC? No, that was dumb. You were being stupid. Like, come on now. If Bryce got it, how she's feeling and what she wants, you should get it too. Like, come on. That annoyed me. Okay, I talked about the string real well. Okay. Alright, so I voted for Kata and Zach. What surprised me? The top three did not surprise me. I figured that would be the top three. I'm gonna tell you who I thought the bottom was going to be. I thought it was gonna be Melanie and Insincere, Kenzie and ChatGPT. The last two were gonna be iffy. I was shocked, floored, and I think it was production that put them to be safe, because it makes no sense why people would vote to keep these two toxic people in and safe. Why is Melanie and Insincere safe? That makes no sense. It has to be production, because production's like, no, we have to keep them. They give us toxic. They give us drama. We're ready for round two of the toxic, because you know Insincere is gonna do this shit again. Especially in Casa Amor, which is next week. So that's why they did it. And I'm like, goodness, I'm over this shit. I'm sorry for my swearing. This whole, like, Love Island has made me be swearing. And I'm not a swearer. Okay, but it just brings out, like, past relationship bullshit. I'm sorry for my swearing. But, like, that was production. Melanie and Insincere being safe was production. I think they were in a bot. I 100% believe they were in the bottom. Production probably saw that. They're like, nope, I veto that. They give us drama. I veto that. Sorry, I'm trying to make it. I veto that. No, we're keeping them. I applaud what the girls did. When Melanie was saying her speech, and this boy had multiple opportunities to get to know girls, he's just gonna look for the next thing. I'm like, they're talking about Gabe, because Gabe has multiple times, just as we saw, every night him and Jen are just having sex. So he's like, oh, he's just looking for a next blood to have sex with. And the boys were like, oh, it's Corbin. I'm like, no. How Melanie is phrasing it, it's Gabe. And it ended up being Gabe. And the guys were like, well, we shouldn't have done this. We should have got rid of Kenzie. I'm like, okay, if we're gonna do that, see, the girls did it right and got rid of Gabe. The guy should have got rid of Kenzie, because when the guys were talking, which made me remember the word string, because they were talking about, well, Kenzie, maybe she just likes the attention. She's stringing along Caleb and made him feel something. She needs to go because, like, a new guy comes in, she's going to string along. And I'm like, yeah, that's who should have went home. If we're going to be honest, the two people that should have went home, if we're gonna do it on, like, real love, connection, da-da-da, should have been Kenzie and Gabe. If we're talking about how things are. For me, personally, if it went my way, Insincere, gone, but he was saved because of production. But that's how it should have went. But the boys picked to send her out Soul for I don't know what reason, because she doesn't have a connection. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. And the guys were just gagged and mad. I'm like, whatever. I don't. You men being mad, gagged, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. How these girls, well, most of these girls, are following their intuition. Melanie, you're not really following your intuition, because you know that Insincere is gonna do shit to your face again. But, and kick out Gabe because he's not really making true connections. You men were automatically like, well, it should be Kenzie, because Kenzie is gonna just string along men. You should have just picked Kenzie. That's your own fault. And you guys, Matt, I understand you have a really great connection with Gabe. I understand that, but like, I don't care if the men are mad. I really don't. I don't give a care. I don't give a fuck. Me and continuous swearing. I'm sorry for continuing to swear. This season is just, no one's exploring. No, it's boring. It's a really boring season, and the production, especially in for the USA, is like, oh yeah, toxic is what's gonna give us. And I'm like, we're sick of it. Like I said before, the original is better than the sequel. The original is the UK, aka Love Island, right? Is better. The season of Love Island, amazing. Amazing bombshells. They're all good looking. The guys I saw, good looking. Always, every time I watch Love Island, I like the bombshells that they like have. Like, I'm like, oh, I like this guy. USA is like, maybe one guy I like. And I'm just going, I'm like, so like after the season, I'm not going back and forth. I know they're both happening at the same time, but because USA is pissing me off, I'm gonna wait until USA is done and then watch UK, the original Love Island, because I'm not gonna watch Love Island and then be like, ah, I feel good. I feel great. This is what I'm asking for. And then go after watching that many episodes, going to USA and then be mad again. I'm not doing that. So I'm, yeah. But to be honest, I don't think, because I've seen a lot of people be like, I want Kenzie gone. I had a feeling Kenzie wasn't going to be gone. So I don't think anyone's happy. Because we still have ChatGPT still here. And we know when Cass Summer comes, he's going to be like, can I have a kiss? Can I have a kiss? A cuddle? A kiss? A hug? What? This? We still have him. We still have, Insincere. We're gonna pull every girl and do whatever and lie about it. We still have Kenzie that's gonna be stringing along guys in Casa Amor. Okay. Right. And I think the guys, they were expecting it to be, oh, okay, Seoul and Caleb to leave and then just have the solid couples. No, the girls did a good job. Good job. Good job, ladies. You did great. Boys. Okay. Well, boys, they act like boys. Dumb. Should have just went with Kenzie. Yeah. Tomorrow night. Like I said, if I find anything like that's like gonna be exciting for me to talk about tomorrow night, I will make a post. If not, you'll hear something about me, from me when we start Casa Amor next week. That's all I have for you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Okay, so I had time to relax and debrief after the episode and everything. Here's my thing. The guy's thinking and Corbin thinking that the speech was about Corbin makes complete and other sense that it would be about Corbin. Gabe just was coupled up and explored both Beatriz and Jen. I know he was very physical with Jen in bed and stuff like that, and maybe because of that the girls said that, but it was harsh. The girls were very harsh on Gabe. Gabe doesn't need to be bullied or anything or been harshed on at all. Corbin does, because Corbin, I don't think he's trying to make a serious connection, and it would make more sense for that harshness to be on Corbin, because he's the guy that's like, can I get a kiss? 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 Kiss, 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 like all the time. So it would have made more sense for Kenzie and ChatGPT to leave, or at least ChatGPT to leave. So, and now there's gonna, like, looking at the tomorrow night, there's gonna be like a war against the girls and the guys. Ugh, whatever, I don't care. Like I said, Gabe shouldn't have left. I don't think he should have left. I think ChatGPT should have left. And I feel like that aggression was perfect for Corbin, not for Gabe. Because, yes, I understand that he had been having sex in the rooms and stuff like that, but, this poor guy, he doesn't deserve that much heat. Corbin does, especially Insincere does, but, I don't think Gabe deserved all that heat. There's other guys that deserve that heat more than Gabe. But just I saw a comment on this. I'm just mentioning it because I saw a comment on this. I was gonna leave politics out of it. Just like the 2024 election surprised all of us around the world. This surprised all of us around the world that Insincere and Melanie are still in this. Again, I think it was rigged. Just like the other one, I think it was rigged too. Why are we just rigging stuff? Gabe, I wish you the best. And that you find love. Can we just fast forward to Cast on War? Or can we just end this? Can we just end this season? I'm giving this a 0 out of 10. No one's exploring. Like Soul said, this is Couple Island. I'm just done. That's it. That's my other part I wanted to add to this. That's all. Okay. Bye.